Ukraine security issue.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited the recently liberated city of Kherson. Within the course of a week, Ukrainian fighters have liberated 179 settlements on the right bank of the Dnipro River. Operational Command South reports currently over 4,000 square kilometers of Ukrainian land have been deoccupied. The Ukrainian Defense Forces are overseeing stabilization measures in liberated settlements of the Kherson and Mykolaiv regions. The local authorities have called on citizens not to hurry to return to liberated territory, since many areas could still be mined. The State Emergency Service of Ukraine has stated that Russian soldiers fleeing from the Kherson region have mined everything in their path, including dead bodies. According to Secretary of the National Security and Defense Council Alexei Danilov, we can't expect anything from the Russians.
На кожному квадратному метрі треба провести дослідження, розуміти, що там немає вибухових пристроїв. Це складна, важка, тяжка робота.
Each square meter needs to be checked for explosive devices. It's a difficult job. And in order to save civilian lives, we urge you not to return home just yet. The enemy is insidious. They have planted a great amount of mines on this territory. Moreover, there could be landmines in these areas too. The relevant services are working 24/7 to speed up these processes. We understand that we need to provide all the conditions necessary for life, light, water, internet, means of communication, everything that the enemy forces have destroyed while retreating from these lands under the pressure of Ukrainian armed forces. They have destroyed everything in their path. According to Sergei Khlan, advisor to the head of the Kherson Region Military Administration, Kherson is currently closed for exit and entry. The UAF are carrying out their neutralization of saboteurs and demining the city. Khlan said that Russians left the city without electricity, mobile connection and water on the verge of humanitarian crisis. Ukrainian energy engineers have reported significant damage to the energy system of the Kherson region, says the DTEC executive director Dmitry Sakharuk. We have inspected the first line of over 100 kilometers and can confirm that the damage is really dire. It's not just the cables that have been damaged, but many electrical pillars lay on the ground that need to be changed. Most towns and villages on the right bank of the Dnipro River are left without electricity. We will continue to inspect the land that is in the range of our responsibility. According to preliminary estimates, it will take around 2 weeks to restore the line leading to Berislav. It will be a big job even if many brigades are involved. That's how bad the damage is. I am not aware of the situation in other parts of Kherson region and Kherson itself. At the moment, brigades from Khersonobul Energo are working out there. They will have to figure out how to reconnect Kherson with the Kherson and Mykolaiv regions. According to Dmitry Sakharuk, some substations have been destroyed, some blown up, some are missing altogether because the occupiers stole the equipment. Head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration Sergei Gaidai has confirmed that 12 settlements have been liberated in the Luhansk region. According to him, every meter of liberated land is a great challenge for the Ukrainian defenders because the Russians have brought in a great number of mobilized servicemen. Sergei Gaidai says that they are not professional fighters, they are poorly equipped, poorly prepared, but there are so many of them. The Verkhovna Rada of Ukraine may address international partners with a call to exclude the Russian Federation from the G20. A corresponding resolution will be submitted and voted upon in parliament this week. Member of parliament Yaroslav Zhelezniak wrote in his Telegram channel. If resolution is approved, the head of the Verkhovna Rada, Ruslan Stefanchuk, will send a corresponding appeal to the G20 states. Now the draft resolution has been submitted to the Verkhovna Rada Committee on Foreign Policy and Interparliamentary Cooperation. We remind you that the G20 summit is to take place on November 15-16 in Indonesia on the island of Bali. Ukrainian president will participate in the summit online. Russia will be represented by Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz believes dictator Putin will not attend the summit because he is afraid to face criticism. According to Chancellor Scholz, Putin's absence will not stop member countries from criticizing the war of invasion and calling on Russia to withdraw its troops from Ukraine and set the conditions for fair peace negotiations. The world leaders will criticize Putin for his aggression against Ukraine and for his total disrespect of international cooperation, said the UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. He added that Russia's war in Ukraine is destroying lives and plunging the international economy into chaos. This year, due to Russia's presence at the summit, the traditional G20 family photo of leaders appears to be off the table. In the meantime, Jake Sullivan, national security advisor to the US president, has said that USA is preparing another aid package for Ukraine, which will be announced in the coming weeks. According to him, the package should be similar in amount to what Ukraine has previously received from the US. Sullivan added that the US remains solid in providing Ukraine with military assistance. Citizens of the Czech Republic have announced a fundraising campaign in the framework of the Gift for Putin project. The money will be used to purchase 15 mobile anti-aircraft machine guns to defend Ukraine against kamikaze drones, reads information on the site of the project. The organizers plan to raise $3.8 million. Those who send donations will be able to receive an anti-Putin t-shirt. The Czech Victor is a twin 14.5mm anti-aircraft machine gun mounted on the chassis of a Toyota Land Cruiser pickup truck that can be used to strike aerial and ground targets. The anti-aircraft gun has day and night vision. The Gift for Putin project was created after Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The guarantor of fundraising is Czech businessman and benefactor Dalibor Dedek, who is also the co-owner of the Jablotron company group. Since the beginning of the war, the project has helped raise over 260 million Czech koruna for Ukraine.